My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 10th of August, 2009. If you could please state your name, your date of birth, and where you come from.
Yeah, my name's Alex Sterling. My date of birth is 27/08/66, and I live in Liverpool.
So where did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
I first heard about it in The Guardian, and it caught my eye because my mum has always been a big fan of Anthony Gormley, and it's not the kind of thing that I would ever do, but I just found myself looking at the website at the moment that it became live. Mm-hmm. And when I clicked on, I was actually the first person to apply online. But I didn't get a place in the first ballot, and I thought, oh, that's good actually, because what would I do? But then I decided that if I did get a place, then maybe I could use it to raise money and awareness for a charity that I'm involved with.
Okay.
So that's how it came about.
And could you tell us a little bit about that charity?
Yeah, the charity is called Epilepsy Bereaved.
Okay.
And I'm a member of the charity because my other sister died from epilepsy death 20 years ago. And so basically it seemed a good opportunity. It's a very small charity and deals with a very little known area, so it seemed like a very good opportunity to kind of raise awareness, really.
Mm-hmm. And so who would you say you're doing this for? Is it for your sister, actually?
Yes, I think for my sister, but also for all the other sort of loved ones who, because it tends to be that in the charity people die very young from epilepsy, sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, which is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But also, coincidentally, when I went to the One Another site, the first person that I saw that put a message on the message board was somebody else who said that she was also doing it to raise awareness for the charity. So it kind of seemed like, oh, blimey, that it sort of seemed like it was a bit meant to be.
Yeah.
Mm.
And could you tell us a little bit about your background and just where you're from and, you know, maybe your childhood, you know, a bit about your childhood? A
bit about myself? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I work as a speech therapist. And have done for quite a long time. I'm not originally from Liverpool, but I've been living there for quite a while. But actually, I also do some work for an organisation that is in London, so I'm a bit between two places.
Mm-hmm.
And I was brought up in Anglesey, in North Wales,
okay.
And I'm the youngest of three girls. So, yeah, so I've been involved with sort of... being involved with a charity fairly recently, but I've had obviously an interest in sort of raising awareness for 20 years.
Could you tell me sort of the speech, being a speech therapist, kind of what that's,
I work with people who have, adults who've acquired a communication difficulty after something that has happened to them, so either a brain injury, a stroke, or a progressive neurological condition like multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease. And so my specialism is really working with people who've lost their language after having had a stroke, and my job involves kind of helping people to communicate again, not necessarily just through speech, but maybe through other ways of communicating too.
Yeah. Just like focusing back into the plan, do you... have any hopes and fears or expectations?
More fears, really, than
yeah.
hopes. I think I've sort of realised that I'm not actually the kind of person who would really seek to be in the limelight. And I did this in a moment of madness, really.
Yeah.
And so I suppose it's quite a sort of... it's quite a big thing for me to sort of be standing up there.
Mm.
In some ways, it's probably quite good it's this time of day, because
yeah.
I don't know what it would have been like on Sunday afternoon. I think I would have just felt a little bit too much, you know. But I also do realise that it's a real one-off experience and one that I'm very, very lucky to have, really.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever been involved in this kind of event before?
Like, nothing like it ever,
nothing
no.
Nothing in the kind of fine art context or...?
No, only in looking,
mm-hmm.
Going to exhibitions, but not anything where I would kind of be a participant, I guess. And
yeah.
That's also what is great about it, I suppose.
Yeah. And what would you say is most important in your life at the moment? If you had to...
Friends and family, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they were to describe who you are, how would you, what do you think they would say?
Well, I think recently they might think I'm a bit mad. So this would probably be a bit out of character, I think, doing this. Would they, my family and friends have, I think a lot of them have been very surprised, and a lot of them have been quite admiring. I've managed to raise, it'll be about 2,500 quid so far for the charity, so I think people think, oh god, that, you know, that's worth doing. But yeah, I think although my family and friends and people who know me well would say that I'm probably quite an extrovert, not this extrovert, I would think.
With the fundraising, what kind of events and activities do you do with that?
Well, with specifically for the plinth, do you mean, or
in general?
Right, for the plinth, I just basically said to me, please will you sponsor me, this is my Just Giving page, it'll help me get up there, have the courage to stay up there. But the other kind of fundraising stuff I've been involved with has been stuff like sponsored walks. I also did the moonwalk in London for breast cancer care.
Okay.
You know, the moonwalk where women walk in their bras. Those sort of things, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you think, you know, after your hour on the plinth, do you think it's going to kind of have an impact on you? You know.
I think it will. I think it's one of those experiences that probably I will be really glad that I've done,
mm-hmm.
and I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
My family are very excited.
What was their reaction when they found out you?
I think my family were just wholeheartedly very positive about it. Some friends have just gone, you're mad. Yeah, absolutely mad. But yeah, my family have been really positive. My dad's very excited. He wants to sort of, he's now decided to apply for the last ballot. He's a big extrovert though, so he would do something. He'd probably give a speech or do some science experiments. He's a scientist, so yeah. So I think I'm sure, like these big life experiences, it's going to have an impact, but it's hard to know what until I've done it, I think.
Yeah. And do you think it's quite, this project is a good representation of Britain? What does it represent to you?
Yeah, well, I suppose the one thing I would say, I was surprised that the only things that you had to put in were your, where you lived, your gender and your age, I think that's right.
Yeah.
So I did wonder, was it intended to be a representation of Britain as it is? Because obviously they haven't really asked about sort of ethnic background. So is it a representation? I think it's a brilliant project. Is it a representation of Britain? No, I don't think it is. I think because it's a representation of that small subset of people who, for whatever reason, decide that this is what they want to be doing for an hour.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's typical of the population as a whole. But I think it's probably the thing that British population quite respond to, because
mm-hmm.
they like that sort of eccentricity, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And with it being, you know, the kind of divided between entertainment and kind of, you know, raising awareness. I mean,
yes.
What's your view on that with people?
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it? I think it's good that it's been up to people what they do, but I suppose my anxiety was, I'm only raising awareness for a charity. Is this the right forum?
Mm.
And I suppose seeing people on the plinth before me has sort of reassured me that is it. And I imagine awareness raising is quite a big part of the project, but whether that was what Anthony Gormley intended, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in some ways, because my charity is to do, it sounds morbid and it's not, but because it's to do with remembering and celebrating lives,
mm-hmm.
I suppose in some ways I think a plinth is quite appropriate, because that's
Absolutely.
What a plinth is.
Yeah.
But on the artistic merit, what has made me anxious is the fact that I've got no routine, I can't juggle, I'm not going to be singing and dancing, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was lovely. Thanks a lot for
that's okay. Thank
you. Thank you.